all things. I learned a new song when I was in Guyana. One of the songs that we sang is a song, and I don't know if you ever heard this song or not, Brother Clay, but it goes something like this. I'm not going to sing it, but it goes something like this. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory is mine, all mine. I'm going to tell Satan, get thee behind. Victory is mine, all mine. Peace is mine, peace is mine, peace is mine, all mine. I'm going to tell Satan, get thee behind. Peace is mine, all mine. Joy is mine, joy is mine, joy is mine, all mine. And you know what? I want to share with you what God has birthed on my heart this week to share with you this message. Victory is mine. How many believe that we got victory in Jesus? We shouldn't be walking around defeated. We shouldn't be walking around depressed. We ought to be saying, thank God, regardless of my circumstances, I'm a more than a conqueror in Him. In Him I live and move and have my being. And thank God I'm not going to let the devil win the battle. I've got the victory because victory is mine in Him. Amen. And amen, and glory be to His name. Now you might be walking around defeated, but I just want you to know we don't have to be defeated. And if we are defeated, it's not God's fault, it's our own fault. Did you know, I was just reading recently, the average 30-year-old man is 10 times likely to be depressed than his father. A man at the age of 30 is 10 times more likely to be depressed. Get this, 20 times more likely to be depressed than his granddaddy. That is that other generation. Bottom line is this young generation coming up has got to understand that, thank God, there's victory in Jesus. There's always victory in Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus has brought us out of darkness and brought us into His mark. Now, you might not be saved, but I hope you are. But I want you to know, if you're born of the family of God and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been delivered from the power of darkness, and we've been translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And I want you to know there's victory in Jesus. Joy is mine. Acceptance is mine. Forgiveness is mine. Heaven's mine. Victory is mine. Jesus is mine. I need somebody to say, thank God, victory is mine today. You see, you can just sit there and just whine and all and just let the devil wear you out, or you can rise up and say, no, devil, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, yes, it's mine, all mine. You know what? As we take our Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, here is the message, victory is mine, seven places, and probably we'll only have time for maybe six or five today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, victory is mine. There might be somebody you today that's depressed. Why you're down in the dumps. Why things hadn't been going good. Why you've been having one setback after another. And maybe you've got some kind of issues on your heart. Regardless of what you're going through today, I'm praying that God the Holy Ghost will breathe the breath of heaven on us today and cause us with the eye of faith and the hand of faith to rise up and say, hey, victory is mine. Devil, you're a liar. I'm going to walk in the truth of God's word. I'm going to live in the light of my blessed Savior. I'm going to pursue holiness and righteousness. I'm going to fulfill God's purpose in my life. Oh, I'm telling you, victory can be every one of us in Jesus. It's always in Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Turn there and please stand to your feet. One verse today from the Bible. One verse. 1 Corinthians 15. And let's read, please, verse 57. Now you remember, 1 Corinthians 15 is called the great resurrection chapter. Why Paul says that Jesus has won the victory over death. I'm glad to tell you today, these two homegoing services that we'll go to today, death is not the end. The grave is not the end. Paul said very clearly, and Jesus made it clear, if you crucify me, you can't keep me down. The grave can't hold me. Death can't hold me. I'm going to come up out of the grave with the keys to death and hell. I'm glad our God's alive. I'm glad I serve a God who has power over death and sin. And the church said, amen. Oh yes. Not only did he say he was crucified and buried and according to the third day and rose again in chapter 15, but he also said this. He said that we one day are going to have a brand new body. How many lately have been having a lot of aches and pains? Let me see your hand. as a lot of us been having aches and pains and backaches and headaches and diabetes and cancer and all kinds of disease. But I want you to know one day, praise God, according to 1 Corinthians 15, do we go have a brand new body? These bodies are going to be raised in power, even though they were sown in weakness. And God tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, I'm telling you this, that we don't have to give in, even though our bodies are wearing out. Our inner man's being renewed day by day. We can stay encouraged because in Jesus, we're going to have a new body. Did you hear about the man and his wife had been married over 60 years? They were sitting together. And the wife said to the husband, said, honey, do you remember how we used to sit so close? And he said, yes, I do. And so he scooted over. She said, honey, do you remember how we used to hold hands? He said, yes, I do. And so he reached over there and grabbed her hand. She said, honey, do you remember how you used to peck me on the cheek? He said, yep. And he gave her a little kiss on the cheek. She said, honey, do you remember how you used to nibble on my ear? He said, yep. And he got up and started walking out of the room. She said, where are you going? He said, to get my teeth. We're going to have a new body one day, thank God. I'm telling you, there's victory over death. There's victory over sin. There's victory over the grave. There's victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. Just go ahead and say, victory is mine. I'm going to tell the devil to get behind me today. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 57. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. If you're there, say amen. But thanks in the light of all that has been declared. Victory, victory, victory. Verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for victory. Lord, at times we don't feel victorious. At times we feel overwhelmed with the pressures and the problems. But God, we declare, because your word declares, that we had victory in Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. You've come to give us life and give it more abundantly. I pray somehow, some way, Father, the chains and the prison cells will come open today. And Lord, you'll give us heaven's light to see we've got victory in you. Always, no matter our circumstances or situation, no matter of our feelings, no matter, Father God, of our obstacles, there's always victory in you. And we say, hallelujah. And we say, Father, as your people, glory to God in the highest. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. Lord, release your power today. Father, inundate us with Holy Ghost power today. Father, somehow give us wings like an eagle to soar up above the storms that are raging all around us. And I'm asking you, God, for breakthroughs in hearts. Lord, those that are depressed, those that are discouraged, those of us, our God, that are despondent and feel cast down and feel hopeless, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you'll just, Lord, remove the clouds of doubt and fear and bring the sunshine of your grace and love. Oh, Father, we need you. I need you. I've got to have you, and we've got to have you, Lord, and we're asking as we yield ourselves to you today, our mind, our will, our emotions, our body, soul, and spirit, our families, our finances, our future, everything about us. Oh God, please take the throne of our heart. Wash us clean. Deliver us from not only the evil one, but deliver us from ourselves. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we stand on redemption ground today and thank you for the blood of the Lamb of God. We praise you, Lord, for the truth
of the Word of God. Your Word is forever set in heaven, and your Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light in our path. I pray the Word of God will get down in our soul and build us up and cause us to walk in holiness and in righteousness. And we thank you now and praise you what you're going to do. Thank you, Father, for loosing us from the powers of darkness and loosing us from every besetting sin through the blood of our Lord. And Father, thank you for freeing us from feelings of insecurity and feelings of fear. Things, our God, that are contrary to the truth of your word and the truth of the Holy Spirit. And we love you now and praise you. We just yield ourselves to you, God, please. The families that need to be ministered today. Lord, you had us to share last week. Live like you're dying. I had no idea, Father, what would transpire this week. But you knew, Lord. You knew, Lord. You know the beginning and the end. You know everything in between. And I pray, God, give us ears to hear you today. Help us, Lord, to realize you're alive, you're real, you're speaking to us. You're, Lord, about working in our life and changing us and transforming us into your image. Thank you now for the songs we've sung. Thank you now for what you're up to. Be glorified, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. You can be seated. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. I'll tell Satan, get thee behind. Victory is mine, all mine. Can I just travel down a little road and share with you seven places, or maybe six or five, however many time permits, that I know that victory is in mine. See if you agree with me now. Victory is mine, number one. Now, y'all hang with me a minute. Hang with Brother Pastor a minute. See if you agree with me. I need somebody to help me today. Victory is mine, number one. Hear me. I may not have a perfect family. I may not have a perfect marriage. I may not have perfect children, but victory is mine. I said, victory is mine, praise God. I know that we live in a broken world, but I want you to know Jesus said we always triumph in Him, regardless of our family or our relationships. There's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect family. There's no perfect man. There's no perfect life, but there's always victory in Jesus, regardless of all the other things. Amen. And glory be to God. And somebody needs to shout, and somebody needs to rise up, and somebody needs to say, you're right, Brother Pastor. That dirty devil has beat me down. That dirty devil has worn me out because of my imperfect family and my imperfect children and my imperfect life. But now I see that there's always victory in Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. There's always victory in Him. Sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we just don't get it. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. He's not a victim. He's the victor. He's not defeated. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And may God help us to walk like and live like we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I heard about a man that was told, by the way, speaking of victory, he was told his job, he was to go and paint a center line on the road. That was his job. And so the first day he painted 3 miles, a line. On the center road, you know, that line, L-I-N-E, not L-I-O-N, but line, L-I-N-E, a line on the center of the road. First day he painted 3 miles. Second day he painted 2 miles. The third day, his boss man found out he painted 1 mile. The boss man confronted him. He said, son, he said, why is it the first day you painted 3 miles? The second day you painted 2 miles. But the third day, you only painted 1 mile. Why? The man said, sir, he said, the further I got down the road, the further I had to go back to the paint can. He just didn't get it. Some of us don't get it. Hello, we don't get it. We're too in touch with our feelings. We're too in control of our emotions control us too much. We don't get it. God doesn't ask you how you feel. God doesn't tell you to try to figure all this stuff out from our puny little finite minds. He just says we've got the victory. Praise Him for it. Thank Him for it. Yield it to Him and bless Him because He's done it, and it's all about Him, and it's all of His grace. And the church said, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. And so, Jesus has won the victory. Number two, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Not only in the place what I just mentioned, but number two, victory is mine. We do not live, if you're listening, say amen. We do not live in a trouble-free, problem-free, carefree world. Would you agree with me? We've got problems all around us. We've got troubles all around us. We've got cares all over us. But hear me, hear me, hear me. There's peace in Jesus. There's joy in Jesus. He is our burden bearer. He is our peacemaker. He is our joy giver. He is our worry carrier. Jesus Christ is the victor. He is the victor. And we have victory in Him. No matter our problems, no matter our cares, there's still victory in Jesus. Still victory. I know that knocked out some people, because when you think about your problems and you think about your cares, it can just zap the life out of you. And then our problems and cares begin to control us rather than the truth of God's Word and rather than the power of the Holy Spirit. Is there somebody here today that needs to say, bless God, I've been letting my circumstances control me. I've been letting my problems get me down. But now I see there's always victory in Jesus. He's my burden bearer. I said, He's your burden bearer. I said, He'll carry the load for you. Not only that, but He's our worry carrier. He'll carry that worry. He'll carry that anxiety. Let's let Him do it today. And then not only that, but He is our joy giver. He gives us joy in the midst of our problems. He didn't say, I'm going to take you out of the problems. He didn't say, I'm going to take you away from all of your troubles. But He did say this. He said, I'm going to be with you while you go through them. Woo! Woo! He said, I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to take you from them, but I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to see you through it. I'm telling you, that is victory. That is victory. In fact, David, the psalmist David, said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Listen, verse 19 of Psalm 34. Here's what David said. King David said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many. He didn't say any. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to say praise God. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. This thing's going to come to pass. Many are the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. A double L. God said He'll deliver us out of them all. I need somebody to help me this morning. You can catch it or not catch it. I'm telling you, God says this is it. And you know what? Paul affirmed the same thing. We turn over there before we get to Paul. There's a minor prophet named Habakkuk. And Habakkuk has some troubling days. The minor prophet Habakkuk said, the Chaldeans are coming, the Babylonians are coming, they're going to overtake Judah. But he said in chapter 2, he said, write the vision, make it plain, they may read it, may run with it, and though it tarry, it will surely come to pass. But wait a minute. Habakkuk faced some hard times. We're facing some hard times. We're facing some difficult days. But listen to what Habakkuk said, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. Listen to me. He said this, although the fig tree shall not blossom, and the fruit, the labor of the olive shall fail, there shall be no fruit on the vine, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no meat in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. Victory, victory, victory. I'm talking about bad times can be turned into glad times. Y'all aren't getting it, I don't think. You're not getting it. I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, there's victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. In fact, Paul wrote, he said in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, he said, watch this, chapter 4, verse 8. He said, we're troubled on every side. We're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Cast down, but not shaken. Listen, we are troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're cast down, but not in despair. He said we got troubles all around us. There are problems all around. Has anybody here got problems all around you? I said, has anybody here got financial problems, got marital problems, got family problems, got job-related problems, got health problems? Problems all around us. But wait a minute. That's not all he said. He said in chapter 4 and verse 7, we had this treasure. That is the Holy Ghost of God. We had this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I'm telling you, God the Holy Ghost is living in you. I'm telling you, God deposited His very life of His Son in you to allow you, enable you and me to go through the troubles in life, to go through the trials in life, to have heartaches and all kinds of problems. But praise God, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. There's always victory in Jesus. And then, you know what he said really is the final victory. Chapter 4, verse 16. He said, our outer man's perishing, literally decaying, but our inner man is being renewed day by day. This light affliction, which is but for a moment. This light affliction, which is but for a moment. Oh, I hear you saying, Brother Pastor, it's not a moment. This thing has been lingering. This thing has been on my shoulders. But God said through Paul, this light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Watch this. For we look not at the things, listen to me, we look not at the things which are temporal, but we look at the things, we don't look at the things which are seen, which are temporal, but the things which are unseen, which are eternal. That's victory, folks. That's victory. Stop looking at these temporary, transitory things that are going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Hey, these things are going to come and go, but Jesus said through Paul, look at the things which are unseen, which are eternal. Troubles, problems, heartaches. I heard about a man that went to the shoe store. And a man measured his foot, the shoe salesman. He said, you need 11 and a half shoe. The man said, give me an 8 and a half. He said, sir, you need an 11 and a half shoe. He said, I said, give me an 8 and a half. So the shoe salesman crammed. I mean, he pushed and pushed until finally the man's foot was in that 8 and a half shoe. The shoe salesman said to him, sir, I don't understand. You wear a size 11 and a half and you want 8 and a half. Why? The man said, you see, sir, the man with the shoe said, you see, sir, I live with my mother-in-law, my children on the warpath. I'm not in right standings on my job. and things are falling apart. He said, when I go home, I want something. I want to take off this shoe and find some relief somewhere.
You ever feel that way?
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. There's a third place. There's a third place that God gives us the victory. See if you agree with me. We don't always have everything we want, but we've always got, through our Lord Jesus, everything we need. Woo! I said we don't have everything we want, but we got everything we need. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You know you got what you need. It might not be what you want. The psalmist David said in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." One little boy put it this way, "The Lord is my shepherd, he knows all my wants." Now y'all don't look at me like y'all are so super spiritual. You know you got some wants, but thank God you may not get those wants. We don't have everything we want, but we got everything we need. I'm telling you, we serve a God. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. It's mine, all mine. If my God will feed those little birds, God said he's going to feed the sparrows that fall to the earth. If my God can go to a sparrow, one bird can't fall to the earth that my God says he don't know about it. If God's going to feed the sparrows, how much more is he going to give me my daily bread? Give us this day our daily bread. You might not have everything you want, but praise God, you got everything you need. It's all in him. It's all about him. Oh, yes! He said he'd give us what we need. We ought to thank God right now. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. There's another place I want to travel in this matter of victory is mine. Victory is mine. Can I tell you? We all come into this old world broken. Disconnected from our Creator and Sustainer. We come in this world, Paul said, Ephesians chapter 2, said, and you were dead in trespass and sin. We all come in this world with a sin nature. And sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, I was shaping iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Watch this. We come in this world with a sin nature, and therefore we are disconnected from our Creator because of the fallen nature. But thanks be to God. God knows Jesus, knows how to reconnect us. Watch this. Every human being in this world is incomplete outside of Jesus. I said, every human being is incomplete outside of the Lord. But wait a minute. I read over there where he said, in him we are complete. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. And in him you complete. I'm saying this, beloved. I'm saying that we were disconnected from our Creator. I'm saying this, that I had a broken relationship. I'm saying this, that I was all messed up. I don't know if you've been all messed up, but I've been all messed up. But wait a minute. My God is able to give me the victory and come back in my life and put together the pieces in my life and bring me into a place of purposefulness and meaningfulness. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he did it. He did it. Thanks be to God for the victory. I don't know, but I could stop right there, and we ought to just all have a shout and spell because we were incomplete, but when Jesus saved my soul, I wasn't looking for him. He came looking for me, and he found me, and he took my broken life, and he took my mixed up life, and he took my... Can I get a witness in the house of... He took my broken life when I was making a mess of it. He made something beautiful out of it, and I'm complete in him. That's why I can sing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. A few years ago, I bought a chair for Deanna, Mother's Day, probably 10 years ago. It was one of these reclining chairs. How many know what I'm talking about? Man, how many got a reclining chair at your house? Oh, man, never had one of those babies before. Pull that lever, and man, that foot piece just rests right there. Man, it was just nice. You know, a cushion and all, and man, you can just sit in that reclining chair and relax a little bit. But how many know that 10 years of two children and two dogs, it gets a little wear and tear on it. And over the last few days, my soul, the screws were falling out of it. The springs were coming undone. He had some wood, the nails in it started breaking loose. And you sit in the chair and you about go to the floor. I said, man, this recliner chair is not any good. I'm going to get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, the thought occurred to me. That thing costs too much. Don't get rid of it. Try to fix it. Call me Handy Randy. Amen. I said, I'm not going to get rid of that thing. And so what I do, I picked that baby up and turned her upside down. And I said, oh boy, I see those springs there. There's some screws that have come loose. I'm going to fix those springs. I'm going to get some bolts and put that in there. I'm going to stretch them springs and get them in right place and fix that right there and get that wood to get back in peace. I'm going to get that thing back in shape again where we can sit in that chair again. And I want you to know, after all of that reconstruction, the big test came. And I sat down in that baby chair, pulled out the lever, and that thing's more comfortable now than it was when we bought it. Amen. Hallelujah. Why am I telling you that? Because God spoke to my heart about that. Oh, don't miss it. He said, son, you were just like that chair. You were all messed up. You were all falling apart. But I didn't give up on you. I didn't throw you away. I said, I'm going to make something good out of your life. I'm going to make something beautiful out of your life. And the Holy Ghost of God came and did His operation in my heart. And He gave me a new heart. And He gave me a new life. And He gave me a new future. And it came. That's why I can sing victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. It's all mine. He's done a work in my heart. Oh, bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Yes, He didn't give up on us. He makes us complete. Now, if your reclining chair messes up, don't call me. Amen. There's another place. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. Hear me. Hear me. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we do know who holds tomorrow. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. All mine. Listen. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. And watch this. Worry will not take away tomorrow's troubles, but worry will take away from today's peace. Do you get that? Write it down. Worry will not take away tomorrow's troubles, but worry will take away from today's peace. Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, take no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of itself. Sufficient is the day thereof. Hey, listen. Doesn't it bring you great comfort, great joy, and peace to know that Jesus has got tomorrow in His hands? I'm about to start shouting. I can't help it. because I was falling apart. I was falling apart, and it looks like we're headed to a precipice. But wait a minute. Jesus has got everything under his control. That is, if it falls apart, praise God, all that means he's coming back again. By the way, you look at the political situation, and we're having to pick between a Mormon and a Muslim. I can't hear you. That knocked out a few of you. I said we're going to have to pick between a Mormon and a Muslim. Reminds me of the story of that man that came to the preacher, pastor, and said, "Pastor, will you preach my brother's funeral?" He said, "I'll give the church $25,000 if you'll say he was a saint." The preacher thought about it a minute. He said, "It's a deal." The preacher knew that man was a wicked man. The preacher knew both those brothers were wicked men. What's he going to do? $25,000 to the church. The preacher got up and he said at the funeral service, he said, "This man right here was a wicked man. He was a drunkard. He was an adulterer. He was a liar. He was wicked. But he said, compared to that man," pointing to his brother, "he said he was a saint." Do y'all know the word politics? Politics. Y'all know what it means? Poly means many, and ticks means blood-sucking creature. Many. Somebody said, "Wait a minute. Listen, if hang with me. If con is the opposite of pro, cons and pros and cons. If con is the opposite of pro, then that means Congress is the opposite of progress." Y'all gonna have to think about that on the way home. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you there's victory in Jesus. I'm telling you, praise God, there's always victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, all mine. I've got peace in Jesus. I've got joy in Jesus. I've got salvation in Jesus. I've got security. Heaven in Jesus. Thank God I've got acceptance in Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is yours. Victory is ours. Praise God. Victory is ours. And last but not least, victory is mine. Aren't you glad that when our relationships get strained? How many agree with me that all of our relationships, there's not always smooth sailing? Sometimes there's misunderstanding. Sometimes there are confrontations. Sometimes there are hurt feelings. But wait a minute. Aren't you glad in Jesus there's healing? There's forgiveness. There's restoration. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, aren't you glad? Hey, who is it in your family now? There's a strained relationship. There is a misunderstanding. But you can release that hurt today. You can release that bitter feelings today. You can let it go and let the balm of Gilead do healing, because victory is mine. Glory, glory, glory. Our little old dog, Red, that little old miniature Doberman, about like that, she's still around, amen, still kicking. And our daughter brought her dog over there, asked us if we could keep her dog. How many know that'll bless you when your daughter brings her dog over your house and asks you to keep her dog? Her dog's named Sadie. Her dog's about like this. It's like a Siberian Husky or maybe a German Shepherd mix. Big dog. Compared to little Red, they've been getting along fine. I've been watching them. They've been getting along fine. One night, not long ago, I got a telephone call. It was on Sunday night. Left church and telephone rang, and
Brother J.R. Jones was talking on the phone, so I walked outside on the back porch, and I was talking with him, and I was looking. There are bones all over the backyard, amen, bones all over the backyard. And they've been getting along fine. And all of a sudden, as I was talking on the phone, it was dark outside. It was probably 11 o'clock at the time. All of a sudden, I heard a growl. And I looked out there, and about that time, they tangled up with each other, growling and hair flying and slobber flying, and Red was on the bottom, whining. I said, "It can't be." I said, "Get away," to the big dog. When all said and done, Red went running in her house with her tail between her legs. You know, relationships can be like that. Things can be fine. Things can be getting along good. And all of a sudden, you know what they fought over? A bone. We fight over a lot of bones, don't we? Talk to me. A bone. But I'm telling you, there's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. There's healing in Him. Somebody, you today, needs to say, "Thank God, I've been angry and mad over there." Sister Ann Dotson said at our Young at Heart meeting, not this past time, but the time before, she had had and she said it before the whole Young at Heart, so it's no secret. She can testify. She said, "I'd been angry and been hurt over a relationship for how long? 46 years. And she said, "I'm just now getting a place." She said, "God's brought me a place where I've let that thing go and I'm moving on with God." Let's shout in the house of God. Isn't that a victory? 46 years. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Victory is mine. Stand to your feet.